Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shlich, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Matnas Anim and the laws of the gifts to the poor in the Sefer Zeruim. We will continue with the theme of the previous Perek discussing the laws of Peah, which is leaving over the corner of the field for the poor. Now, in this Perek, specifically, we talk about how to divide the fields as it relates to the laws of Peah. Halacha of the Rambam begins regarding that the obligation of Peah applies to each field independently, and we're going to define exactly what is considered an independent field. But as Ram says, a person is not allowed to leave a corner of one field to make up and compensate for a different field. Let's say you have two fields. You can't go harvest in the entire of one field and leave over the corner of the other field correlating to the amount that would be obligated in both fields. No, because the pasuk says in Yikra, you're not allowed to finish off the corner of the field when you're harvesting it. Because you have to leave open each and every field the corner that's appropriate for that field. And if you're leaving over from one field on the other ones, that's not considered the halacha of the corner of the field. Now, halacha based drum continues regarding the conditions regarding the area that would be considered as separation of another field to make it into a separate tzada. So halacha beis ha'isa sedeu surua kula menecha. Let's say his field was planted entirely with one species. Now v'hayinachol b'secha tzada. Now there was a stream in the middle of the field. Afa pishen ha'moshech. Even though it's not drawing water, it's not flowing water. Oy amas ha'mayim, or canal of water, which is more like a ditch that was dug, a trench. She'eni yochel liktzer. Now because of this amas ha'mayim, this canal, which is more of a man-made. Now you can't go ahead and harvest the two sides at the same time because you have the stream of this canal in the middle. But regarding the amas ha'mayim is shetiyah meshachas. Here it has to be flowing water. Ukevoyin has to be established, in contrast to the nachal. Harizik they saw this. Now that would make it into two separate fields. And then you would have to give a separate pay for each one because it's considered as two separate fields. So, if let's say there was an individual road, which is 4 amas wide, or the public road, which is 16 amas wide, would also divide it. But an individual path, which is less than dalar amas, or a public path, not a road, which is less than 16 amas, so it depends. If it was permanent, in the summer and the winter, then it will still interrupt and separate them. But if it wasn't permanent even during the winter, then it's not going to separate, then it's all considered as one field. Let's say there was a fallow land that separates, which is it's not planted, it's not plowed, it's just left fallow, not done anything with it, that's separating between the two parts that are planted. Or you have a plowed land, that is Shechanechra, which is plowed over but not planted. Or let's say there's some other species, other type of seed that's planted between those two halves of the fields. For example, you have wheat on either side, you have barley in the middle. Or another case, or let's say he harvested in the middle of the field, even before it grew a third. In other words, if it grew a third, which was already obligation of Peah, so most definitely that obligation of Peah over there would separate what's on either side. So even if it didn't grow a third, which was didn't have an obligation of Peah, still, if a charish mokum shekotzar, if he went and he plowed the area in the middle which he harvested, so harizu nefsek eslesh tesod. So all these cases of the bura part, or the nira part, or the zera'achar part, or the part that was harvested and then plowed over, it will separate those two sides into two different fields, and hence have different obligations of peah. But who, qualifying that she'ir reichiv kolech me'elu, that the width of either one of these interruptions will be kishleshet klam shel pasiach, like three rows of pasiach, which that means to say, like the furrows that they make in the beginning of the plowing when you're opening up of the field. You have three rows like that, which that's less than the area that you planned for an area of a raiva, which says, when we say this, is besod the gitana, is by a small field, which is 50 amas by 2 amas, 50 in the length and 2 in the width, or less than that. So it's a small field. This one has these halachas. But let's say it was a bigger field than this, then actually ein ha-borayer near mafsik l'shnayim. Then regarding the first cases of the untilled land or the plowed land but not planted, then actually will not separate into two. Elam kein hoisa b'yirucha b'yisraiva, unless that area was bigger than the amount that we said for the small field. It has to be at least a area that you would plant a raiva of zera. Now, in contrast, of a zera achar kolshu, mafsik ba. But in regards to the halacha of planting something else in the middle, regarding that case, actually, that's the opposite. By the large field, since it's usually planted only one type, in contrast to a small field where you plant many different types, there actually, even the small amount of seeds actually will be considered as a hafsik, separating into two different fields. Halacha hey, another type of case, achala goivai. Let's say locusts ate up, or kirsamu namalam, or let's say the ants ate up bemtsa in the middle of the field. So if it was plowed over the parts that was eaten up by these creatures, again, there'll be a separation in between the two halves, making them into two different fields. Let's say someone plants in a mountain, which obviously it's not all equal. Rather, there's some high mountains, and there's some deep clefts, areas. So, although you cannot plow and plant it all together as one, because they're like these separate dimensions, rather, the higher areas are plowed on their own and the lower areas are plowed on their own, still, this mountainous area is like one field, and you leave over the corner at the end of the mountain for the whole area of that mountain. Halacha Zayin Rambam continues regarding the form of the area that will separate it as a field. So halacha zeh madrigas shein gevoyas asar tefachim. So if let's say there are platforms of the ground that are 10 tefachim higher than the area beneath it, then nice and pay him a kolach tefachas. Then you're going to give pay for every single area on its own, because 10 tefachim is a separation. But let's say the tops of the rows, even though it's starting 10 tefachim beneath the other one, but the tops of the roads grow so high that they're mixing and they're intermingling with the one on top of it, then they're all considered as one, and you're going to give from one paya on all of them. Let's say the height difference of the platform of the plateau is less than 10 tefachim, then and even if the tops of the roads are not intermingling, it's considered as one, then you have to give only one paya on them all. Let's say it was rocky on the whole area of the field. So if this rocky area separates that, you got to lift up the plow if you're going from this side to go to the other side because the rocky terrain, you cannot go over it, the masik, that's considered separation. But if you wouldn't have to lift up the plow, then the masik, that's not considered significant, it would not separate the areas. If someone plants a field that has in it trees. Now, although the area that you're planting are the rows, are squares, according to the format of like bricks, which are between the areas of the trees, even all the seeds that you're planting are not intermingled, still nice and pay achas chalasa. They only have to one corner for the whole field. The reason is, because it's well known that it's obviously one field. It's only because the area of the trees that you separated the seeds into separate blocks, but only because the trees are in the way. But it is considered as one field. Now, when we say this, it's only if all the trees were 10 trees within the area of a beisa, which that's the dimensions of how trees are normally planted, like in the orchard. And therefore, the trees are in the way. But if let's say the 10 trees were an area larger than the beisa, then a raise a nice and pay makom al mam, and actually you're gonna have to give a separate payah for every single square of the vegetation that you're planting over there. And the reason is Sharilon is Murchakam Harbor, because the trees are much further away than they usually are. And Velon is Zermal Bain's there, it's not because of the trees that you're planting into these brick type of formations, because you would be able to plant more connected. And because the trees are not like an orchard. And therefore, the fact that you are doing in bricks, obviously you're doing each one independently, they're all considered a separate field. So too, the square formations of onions that are planted between vegetables, you only have to give one peah for all the onions. Although the vegetables are separating between them and you're making them into separate squares, again, it's obvious, and this is how they usually do it, it's really all connected, it's only because the vegetables are in the way, but it's really considered as one field. Halacha Yud Aleph, Sadr Shekul is Ru Min Echad. If you have a field that's entirely planted of one type of species, but V'kevin Shaschila B'makayim Es Liyabes, where once certain areas start drying up, Akar Aitalish Mashayabesh Mekana Mekana, you start tearing up or detaching what's dried from here and from this side and from the other side, until it turns out that the moist vegetables that are still planted are separated into like these squares distance one from the other because you were tearing out all the dried up parts. So it depends. If the norm of that place is for people to plant that type of species in separate patches, could go in, for example, sheves like dill, like hardl, or mustard. So it looks like separate patches, like a separate field, because that's how people actually do it for those types of vegetables. Then you have to give a separate payah for every single brick. Because the one who sees it, he's going to say, oh, arugas, arugas, nizro. Oh, and this is how people normally do it for this dill and mustard. Oh, these were planted separate rows. And it would be marasayin if one were not to separate a separate payah from each one individually. Even though that's not what happened. It really was all connected, but just they ripped out all the dried parts, but it gives the appearance. But if let's say it's one species that generally are planted entire fields of it, not separate patches, could go in, for example, tvuba kitnias, grain and legumes, then there's nechal akal, then you only have to give one pay on them all, even though now it's like into the separate squares. Now, lochid bez, when we say this, that you give one pay for it all, is kashoy yavish mekan, the yavish mekan, the lochbams, like we described before, where it got dried up on either side, and the moist part is remaining in the middle. So, since the dried up part is in the beginning of the field on either side, so it doesn't look like two different fields because that's normally how it does. You start the harvesting at the beginnings of the fields. And therefore, you only get one pay for it all. But let's say, no, the moist was actually on the sides and the dried up part was in the middle where it's not normal to start harvesting in the middle of the field, so it actually looks like two different fields. Then you leave over from the dried of its own and from the moist from its own. And that would be considered as separation, as giving for pay. Halacha Gimel Rambam continues regarding when you have different types of entities or species, what would consider it as a separate field for independent chiyuv of pay. So sadeh shezru b'tzalim. If you have a field that was planted with onions, or poilim, or beans, or yafunim, or peas, things like that. Now he had a mind like this. He was going to sell some of them when they're moist in the marketplace. And manich mixes asad yavish, he was going to leave another part of the field to dry up. He asked him in the garden, and he's going to make the granary, the threshing pile from the remaining dried up ones. So the halacha is like this: chayv lanich pei lezeh shemoich halach b'fnei atzmi. He has to give an independent halacha of peya for the moist ones that he's selling by itself in the market. But lezeh shekoyt says yavish b'fnei atzmi, and the one that he's harvesting dried for that he's going to keep for the garden. That he does separate too, because even those who hold that lach and yavish are considered the same species, they agree that for the marketplace and for the goyrin are considered two different entities as if they're two different species, and hence would have a different obligation of pay. Halacha yadalt, hazre'ah sadeu min echad. If someone plants his field one species, although he makes it into two separate granaries, he threshes them at two different times, still manech pe'achas, he gives only one payah for that whole field. Now, let's say zrosh, let's say he plants two different species. Here it's the reverse. Even though he makes it into one pile, give a separate payah for each one independently because they're separate species. Let's say someone plants two seeds from the same species. Could go in, for example, he plants two types of wheat. So it's the same min, but two types of zroim. We have certain types of wheat that are thick and some are thin, some are yellow, some are red. Let's say two types of barley. So it depends. If he makes it into one pile, it all depends on the granis. So noisin peyachas, he'll give one peyah. Shnei granis, if he makes two granis, noisin shtei peyas, he's going to have to give two peyas from that two types of wheat or two types of barley. And v'davas halacha mishum Sinai, this is a halacha that's an oral law from Moshe from Sinai. Halacha the Zain Ram continues regarding partnership or separate ownerships in regards to the obligations of peyah. So ha'achen shecholku, if you have brothers that divided inheritance before they harvested. So, So each one, when he's going to harvest, is going to be considered sadcha, his own field. So, you have to give two separate payas. Let's say they went back and became partners again before they harvested. Well, then, at the time of the harvest, it's one joint ownership. They're going to give one payah. Hashutafin shekatsu chatzei asada. Following case, let's say you have partners that harvested half of the field the Akka Chilku, then after they harvested half of the field, then they separated and they divided the field. So Zeshalokacha Kotzer in Mafresh Klum. So the one who took the harvested part, because they already did half. Half was harvested, half wasn't. So the one who took the harvested one, he doesn't have to separate any pay because the obligation of pay starts when you have the standing grain. And this is like the case of someone harvested half the field and sold half the field, which are brought in a prior halacha, that if someone takes, the consumer has to give the pay on the whole thing and not the seller. So here, the one who's taking the harvested part, it doesn't separate anything. And the one who takes the standing grain, he only has to actually, well, he's getting the standing grain, so that has an obligation to pay, but he only has to separate payah in the amount of the half that he's taking. Now, although we had previously said, as I just referenced a moment ago, regarding when someone sells, where he harvested half and then he sold the rest, we said that actually that he doesn't have to separate anything, and the one who's buying, he has to go ahead and give the whole thing. Regarding this case, we say that retroactively was verified that the half that he gets from the standing grain was always his. That's what's called yesh breira. And we say that, okay, this is not similar to the case of when someone harvested half and sold half, because here there's no sale. He would say, this was always mine from the beginning. And the reason for this halacha is because we don't really know clearly the halachic status of breira, if we say retroactive clarification or not. Rather, it's a situation of doubt. So therefore, when it comes to biblical law, we say ein breira. By rabbinic law, we say yesh breira. So although generally we say suffik leket is going to be leket, and so too by omat nesanim, because strangely we'd say that he's going to be chayiv, but when here we have a doubt between two people, where each one is saying to the other one, the brother who took the standing grain is saying, go to the one who harvested, because of ein breira, and this is like kotzer chetzia motzer chatzia, where it comes out that the lekeach has to give all of the payah, but the other brother is saying, no, yesh breira, and that, what do you mean? This was always mine, and he has to give the other half, since we don't know. So let's say, amitza mechaber l'v'rai type of halacha, and therefore, the other half is actually being lost from the matnas anim, which generally we say the lekeach has to, but he says, no, I didn't buy anything. This was always my half. His half was what he went and he harvested already. Now, chazu b'nishtatfu, let's say they went back and became partnership again. And then they harvested the second half as partners, and then they divided. Now, each one is now taking half of what was originally harvested and half in the standing grain. So, each one can. The intent is not that each one has to go ahead and give the share of the entire share of payah for the standing grain. Rather, it means to say that each one could give for his brother's part, that since they're harvesting it in a partnership, so even though that subsequently they're dividing, that there's no two fields, rather it's considered as one field, so each one could give from his portion in the standing grain for his brother's portion, but not regarding the half that was harvested, because since we said that was already exempt by the first time they divided, so that does not come back again to be obligated again, and therefore that's already done. The chatzi sheniktzer, no one's going to be obligated. And regarding the chatzi shebekama, that's now they're dividing, and each one of the brothers could go ahead, it's only one field, but each one could decide to be that one who's going to give that payah for that half. Halacha Yitzan, the Rambam continues regarding sada shegiyah chetzi ad shlesh, a case of a field that half of the field already reached a third of the maturity, which that's the zman of considered as time that's possible for katsira to be chayv and payah. But the chetzi lo higiyah. The other half did not reach a third of its maturity yet, which therefore is not obligated in pay yet. The hischa b'katzah b'chatzi shagia, so they started harvesting the half that already reached a third of its maturity, and they went and they harvested chetziyai, a half of that half. In other words, a quarter of the whole field. Now, that half was entirely obligated on its two halves, meaning on each of its quarter. But the other half of the field, which has not yet reached a third, was not yet obligated in that harvesting, because it's not even a third of its growth. Now, but they went and they only harvested half of that half. Then the achkech be a kulish lish, and then the rest of the field matured to its third. the achkach gomachetzi rishon, and then, after the other half matured a third, then they went and finished the first half. In other words, the remaining quarter of the field, which is half of that first half, which they had not harvested originally, now, since the second half of the field, which originally had not matured a third, now it is a third, it is actually obligated now at this moment of harvesting a part of the field, which is the remaining quarter, meaning the remaining half of that first half, which shehigia betchila, now they finished off the first half, which they had started originally. So the halacha is mafresh min harishon. What's the rishon? In other words, that first quarter that they had originally harvested, you could separate peah from it, alem tzioyim, on the middle ones. Meaning, what's the middle ones? The middle ones are the second quarter, which they had subsequently harvested, because these two quarters are one field, because they were the half that had already been matured at the same time, a third. Uminam tzioyim alarishon. So too, you could take from the middle ones, which is the second quarter, which is the second half of the first half, you could take pay from that alarishon on the first quarter, because again, like we said, they were considered as one field, because they both were matured a third at the same time. And va'al ha'acharin, you could also take from the middle ones on the last half, meaning on the other half of the field, which when you harvested that second quarter, that second half of the first half, at that time, the other half of the field had already reached a third. So since it was a mature at that moment, it was actually chayev and peya at the same time when you did the ketzira, and therefore it's considered as one field. But obviously, as actually some gersois have it, but you can't take from the rishon al achron. You can't take from the first quarter that you ever did on the achron, on the other half of the field, which was not a third matured at that time, and therefore one would not be able to take peya from that. On that, it would be considered like a separate field on the second half of the field. Aloch yudches. If someone sells different areas of his field to many different people, so if he sold the whole field, so every single person is going to take off a payah from his portion that he bought. It's like his own field. Now, let's say what happened was that the owner of the field, actually, he just started harvesting his field. And then he sold some of it, and then he left over some of it that he didn't sell. So balasa the noisen peah rula koil. So the owner of the field, he has to give peah that's fit for the whole field. And the reason is shekevin shehes chalik. So once he started harvesting this chaybakol, then the obligation already started. Then that is, it's on the whole field. Now, but the macher tchila. But let's say he sold first before the harvest. Then mafresh lekech hamashlakech. Then the one who bought has to give on what he bought. Balasa the mashashir, and the owner of the field has to give on what's left over. Lachi yutes. The Rambam continues now regarding what's considered a separation, specifically in an orchard, of separating what's considered one or two fields. So stay Elon, a field of trees, which is an orchard, ein mafsig ba elegeder gebaya hamavdu bein elanus. The only thing that would consider as a separation would be a tall fence that separates between the trees. Avam hoya goder mavdu mamato. But if, let's say, there was a fence separating on the bottom, vabadim vapoyris murav mamala, and you have the branches and all the leaves that are mixing up, intermingling on the top, the noigin bagod al gaba, and it's touching the wall on the top, harizik asad achas, then still considered as one field. But there's a pay, you can have one pay for the whole thing. Alach chav, shnaim shlokhu ilan echad. Let's have two people together purchase one tree. So, nice men pay achas. It's like partnership, it's one obligation. They give one corner. But let's say, look, maybe they chipped in together. But he says, okay, I'm getting the north part of the tree, you're getting bezed dremel, this guy's getting the south part of the tree. Well, then Zendos and Pelasma, but Zendos and Pelasma, then each one gives his own separate payah because they're not really partners. Each one has their own distinct area of that same tree. Lachafav, the Rambam continues regarding specific halachas as they apply to carob trees, olive groves, and regarding a vineyard. Halachafav, hacharuvin, regarding bucks or regarding carobs, kol sha'odim oimid b'tzad char b'zeh. If it's a situation where a person could be standing on one side of the carob tree, the chaver oimid b'tzad char b'zeh, and his friend is standing on the other side of the carob tree, and the reason by carob trees why it's different is because they're very high and they're very intermingling. But if, let's say, standing on one side, another one standing on the other side, and they could see each other, then it's like one field. Therefore, it's going to be like one payah for them all. But let's say, if you're on either side of the carob tree, you can see the ones in the middle. But let's say the ones on the sides cannot see the ones on the other sides. The mafresh min tzarechem and the rishonim al mitzrayim. So then what you could do is, yes, you could separate from one of the sides for the ones in the middle, because again, the sides could see the middle. The ones in the middle could do for the ones on the sides. But the ones on the sides cannot be mafresh on the other side, again, because it's not considered as one entity, because you can't see the ones on the other side. Halacha of Beis Hazeis regarding olives. Whatever you have from the olives on one side of the sides of the city, for example, whatever olives you have on the entire west part of the city, the entire east part of the city, whatever's on that side, that direction of the city, is considered as one field, and that's going to be one payer for them all. Someone harvests some of his vineyard on either side. And the reason why he's doing it is just to lighten from the grapevines from the vineyard, because it could get overcrowded, until there's room for the rest of the clusters, that there's space that they could go ahead and increase. So that's what's considered as reducing. If not, that's not considered as harvesting, and because that's just giving space for the rest, and if it, actually that would be putter still from the halacha of peyah, because it's not the katsira, it's not the betsira. Now, Kfar Bi'an already explained in Perek Bez halacha vav, shabaitzim ruach achas, if someone harvests just from one side, ain't a meidel, that's not considered this halacha of reducing, because that's considered a normal way of harvesting. If you have to give from the remaining pay that's fit for everything, even what you, so to speak, loaded off, because that's not qualified as metal. It's not a temporary type of thing. It's considered as a normal way of harvesting. And that's vav pisha batzla shuk, and that's even if he was harvesting it to sell it in the marketplace. But let's say he was reducing to go ahead and sell that what he's doing to sell in the marketplace. Then again, that's reducing, and it's going to the marketplace. Then he's not going to give peya from that which he reduced. Rather, he's going to give only what's remaining on what's remaining. Now, let's say heidel lahavi bebeisa. Let's say that he was reducing what's there to bring to his house, meaning he brings it to his house and he presses the grapes over there, and that's not considered like a haphazard type of a thing. That's considered very normal in harvesting. So then you actually give from what you leave over to press, one payah that's fit for everything, meaning what you took to take home, what you had reduced, it's considered all part of the harvest. It's a normal way of doing it. It's kaviyas of like a katsira and the betsira, and therefore it would all be included in that shear of payah, what you have left over. You have to give on that what you took also home to press.